Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a slightly different show, one I think that people are going to enjoy because the show has really been about opening the minds of folks so that people can know and learn about what they don't know so that we can all make conscious decisions. We're living in interesting times, to put it mildly, but I think the most important thing that we have is God. The second is our ability to be empathetic and to reach out to each other. And my next guest, I'm looking forward to speaking to because she lives what we just spoke about. This is somebody on the ground who's decided to make, you know, hard situations into something that's going to benefit everybody. So I want to welcome today Ms. Angela Holland. She has a background in public speaking, nonprofits, marketing and sales, and holistic wellness education. She's been featured and interviewed on multiple talk shows, podcasts, TV, and magazines throughout the country, and currently is a consultant with multiple organizations advocating for veterans, families, and the fight against child trafficking. From a military wife to veteran advocate, she's experienced firsthand the highs and lows of being married to a combat Marine. When the VA botched her husband's surgery, her family spent 7 months displaced at a VA facility, fighting for justice for her husband and her family. This journey led them from the West Coast to Texas, where she continued to advocate for her veteran to get adequate care and services. Instead of retreating, they fought. This journey led to the creation of Set Apart Farms, a veteran-operated nonprofit with a focus on healing the entire family holistically with a mind, body, and soul approach. Faith-led and family-driven, they're doing things a better way. Through this journey, she's gained education and personal experience in working with the VA, conducting congressional inquiries, holistic wellness and health, and advocating for veterans and their families. All of these experiences have put a fire inside of her to continue this work for all veterans and their families. And with Set Apart Farms, I think you're not only living, you know, you're living proof, but you've made something from a dream into reality, which I think is so powerful. I really respect what you did. You took a bad situation and you actually created something that helps more than you. So I want to welcome you, Ms. Holland, so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
So am I. Thank you so much, Dr. George, for having me on the show and for creating, awareness about these very important topics that we're all facing. And like you said, really trying to collaborate and create awareness through unity. And so I'm just very blessed to have the opportunity to talk about what we're doing, and how we want to get everyone involved, because this is really something that affects not only veteran families, but every family, having access to resources to heal in a mind, body, soul approach that honors our faith, that honors our family, and respects us, and doesn't just talk at us with how we should be healed at. So I'm very excited to be able to share what we're doing and the changes that we're working hard to create in our community for veterans and families everywhere.
I appreciate that. You know, I've seen the healthcare system really come full circle from being patient-centered and doctor-centered to being corporatized and one size fits all. And I think my listeners know my stand on this. I don't think this is about healthcare anymore. It's about control. And patients and doctors, actually, and any healthcare professional, is being victimized by the system because there's an inability, or at least the belief that there's an inability to take control of our health. And what you've done with the holistic approach, I really want to delve into, because you've just created an environment where people, the patient, has the power, and they're taking control and the forefront. And I think part of it is learning how to protect ourselves and what we need to eat and how to think of our body as a whole, not just the disease.
Absolutely. You know, and your shows are so important for creating education to, you know, be preventative. Unfortunately, the way that we learned was through experiencing the negative aspects of these things, rather than having the resources and education that you're creating and making available so that we knew how to combat it. So based on what we experienced, is basically how we came up with this, you know, mind, body, soul approach, which isn't new. It seems to be new to the veteran world, but it's really recycled. I mean, this is an ancient way, God's good ways for us to heal, our mind, body, and soul approach. And, you know, when we started this journey, we were not educated in wellness. We were not educated in holistic remedies. We were really just, you know, at the mercy of these broken systems. And it's what we went through that opened our eyes to the fact that we didn't have a voice, that we didn't have individualized plans. We didn't have access to things that we wanted to incorporate, that we learned over this, you know, it was really a 2-year process from the time that my husband's surgery was botched to the time that Set Apart Farms was created. You know, and I'd love to give everybody some background. We have all of this on our website, but, you know, hearing it, it kind of leads a different effect than reading it. So do we have a moment right
Absolutely.
Now for me to kind of give some background?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, obviously, as we said, my husband served in the Marines for 12 and a half years. He served several combat deployments. And, you know, our story in that aspect is not very unique, sadly. It took a toll on his body. It took a toll on his mind. He exited the military with traumatic brain injury, with PTSD, migraine issues, so many various health issues that we still don't have a lot of answers on. But what led us to this journey was he was in need of a shoulder surgery. While he acquired this injury in the military, unfortunately, you know, they really wanted him to keep going to combat. He was very good at it. And so they kind of put him on the NFL plan, right? They was giving him cortisone shots and just kept pushing through on pharmaceuticals to numb the pain. And so when he got out of the military, you know, that was not provided for him anymore. And so we really needed to get a surgery in order to go in there and repair everything that had been damaged over the years. So they had us wait almost 5 years for the surgery, which first is a huge problem in and of itself. The damage that that took on our family, our marriage, through the pain that he was experiencing, the betrayal and the neglect that he was experiencing, really took a toll. But, you know, at almost that 5-year mark, we got the call and we were so excited because we knew that this was going to allow him to start taking an active step in his recovery and healing. We were able to work with a program called VA Choice. It was a great concept, but it was not thought through. So for those that are not familiar with VA Choice, it was a program no longer being offered because it was not thought through. But when you could not get services through the VA, like these years and years we were waiting, they were going to be placing you with doctors out in town. Now, again, this sounds amazing, a great concept, but the problem was in the policy. Again, I'm not a policy expert, but obviously things were forgotten because what happened was once we had that surgery, the VA and that surgeon no longer would communicate. Their systems were not compatible. And so because of that, my husband got lost in that broken aspect and basically severely neglected. He didn't get the equipment he needed. While the two systems argued, something went terribly wrong with his surgery. And, you know, we still to this day don't have a proper diagnosis, but it was along the lines of frozen shoulder from we were telling. So everything froze up, scar tissue was mounting. You know, this ended up leading into a 2-year type of ordeal where we had to relocate to get more surgeries and therapies. But, you know, unfortunately, the surgery was unsuccessful and it left us displaced 7 months fighting a lot of these broken systems within the VA. This started, like you said, on the West Coast at the Vancouver VA in Washington. And we relocated to Texas after just fighting for 7 months and really, you know, being washed through the system, being neglected, being abandoned, having every door shut in our face. This is about the time that for us, you mentioned God, and God is so important in our story. We are a faith-based organization, but we did not start out that way. At this point in our journey, I had been a pagan for about 20 years, and I was actively speaking against the Bible, and I was speaking against Jesus, and my husband, you know, had fallen away. And God works in mysterious ways because Bibles started showing up at the facility because we were documenting our story and what we were going through. And while I thought it was odd, I knew the Lord worked in mysterious ways. And so I got to know God, and God really encouraged us and was a huge part of giving us these concepts of healing in a more faith-based way. And so we ended up traveling and relocating to Texas, unfortunately, to stay above a family member's garage as we were still trying to figure all of this out. We got more therapies, the second surgery. You know, it was better here in Texas, but unfortunately the system is the same nationwide. So we ran into more of the same policy issues. We never got to see the same doctor. You know, there's certain things that we want to see changed within the VA system where you only got 12 weeks of approved therapy and then had to go back into the system for reapproval, which could take another 6 weeks. So unlike in private sector where you get your whole span of physical therapy and healing can happen, that was never allowed because of these, you know, hiccups, whatever you want to call them, in the system. And so we were also looking to private sector. Okay, well, we're not able to count on what's happening with the VA healthcare community right now, but let's go to private sector. And we searched and searched for a program across the nation that worked with the whole family. But as wild as it sounds, it doesn't exist. They take the veteran out of the house and they give the veteran all of these skills and options. And that doesn't work because, you know, then you try to integrate the veteran back in the home and spouse has been doing double duties and spouse has trauma and the children have trauma and only the veteran was given these skills or this dietary plan or whatever, you know, type of healing program he was given. And so that wasn't going to work for us. We needed to stay together. I was his caregiver. I was advocating for him. I even had organizations tell me to write a letter that I was living in my vehicle. And I didn't want to have to bring in a different system that I didn't trust, that we've actually had some issues taking veterans' children. And I'll share that later in a family that we've recently helped. So, you know, we were really at a loss that across the entire nation, this didn't exist. I was also learning about congressional inquiries and going to that level, trying to highlight our story. We found a lot of programs for alcohol and addiction, but that was not something that affected us. And unfortunately, for what happened to us, there really wasn't anything in place. You know, we were able to search out various therapies through private sector, but we had to go and get grants to do that, like EMDR and face-based counseling, things that we should have access to as veteran families, but we don't. You know, so the need was clearly there. And we created what we didn't have, which was Set Apart Farms. And right now, Set Apart Farms is in a transition phase from assisting families remotely to building a physical location for families to heal, which was always, you know, our vision and mission. But the need for support and advocacy and resources was so much greater than we expected that we immediately began receiving high demand of assistant calls. You know, anything from trying to navigate the VA to behaviors and reconciling marriages to trying to assist someone with a vehicle. I mean, all these gaps that they're being failed in. And so we were eager to help. And, you know, we've obviously jumped right in, which just confirms the need. And as I was just mentioning earlier, you know, one of the latest families that we've helped in another state, and this state has little to no resources for veterans, they were going through some similar things. They weren't getting the care that they needed, the resources. So it impacted their way of living. They were having issues with housing and getting assistance. So instead of having any other program in place, what this state's policy was, they sent CPS in to literally put a case against this veteran family and take their children. That was the resource for how they were going to get help. Now, we were able to step in, write a letter of advocacy, get them connected to all of their team within the VA, get them proper housing that has now turned into a wonderful long-term situation. We were able to get them back within their faith and their relationship with God. And so, you know, we see that we're able to still do a great impact remotely, but, you know, in order for our program to really be successful and in line with our mission and vision, we need to have families on site. So, you know, that's our top priority right now because, you know, as you know, with healthcare, each family is unique and special. And we are going to be making, and we're doing it right now, individualized case plans for each family because it takes time, not a weekend, but a life overhaul. Just as I've heard you speak upon the important and very truthful fact that, you know, each person's health is individualized, so is the trauma and dynamic in their family. And so that's what we want to see change with veteran programs also, is not a generalized so many steps or, you know, this is what everybody does all the time. That doesn't work. That's not healing. And yeah. So we focus on a mind, body, and soul approach. And I'll break this down really, really simply.
Let me stop you. Let's take a break and come back to that, because I think people need to digest the enormity of what you're seeing and what you're doing. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Yes. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Angela Howland. And before the break, you were really giving an overview of the enormity of the problem that veterans face. And, you know, I'm curious to know, I mean, obviously, there's so many different issues that veterans face. What's the average? Is it a medical issue? Is it a economic issue? Is it a physical issue? What's the most common thing that people seem to need help with?
Trauma, to be honest. We've seen a lot with helping these veteran families that a lot of childhood trauma seems to be exacerbated through adult trauma. So, you know, issues that they didn't really get the tools that they needed for when they were younger. Communicating, for example, right? Processing through emotions rather than, you know, shutting it down or refusing. So really having to go in and relearn things that will help them in this situation. Dealing with trauma, because trauma presents itself and manifests itself in so many ways. A lot of the veterans we see also have adjustment disorder. And they like to blanket it as PTSD, but it can be for sure that that's absolutely true. And I'm not saying it's not. PTSD is usually related though to one specific incident. When our veterans, like my husband, I mean, pick a day and time, and he has a multitude of experiences and sensory connections because of, let's just say that the 14 concussions he experienced, any of those blasts, any of those members, and brothers that he lost. So, you know, being able to realize a lot of the times it's an adjustment disorder. You're in these high intensity situations where you're running and you're gunning and you're doing almost these amazing movie like types of things. And then you come back and now what? You're working, in an office job, or you're confused about how you're supposed to help with the same capacity. So a lot of it is just not knowing where they fit in after as well, based upon the fact that the VA deals with us in a very clinical approach and pharmaceutical based approach. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not against pharmaceuticals. What I am against is the fact that they are the first and commanded pathway treatment for veterans. My husband and I were about 44 years old. And at one point, this was years ago, they had him on 13 different pharmaceuticals.
My God.
Okay. I don't even know how that works, because, they're all interacting with each other in different ways. And since then, I can't tell you how many have been recalled, and there's lawsuits against them. So I believe it's a combination of just really not having the skills to deal with trauma, and then being numbed out to such a degree that is their mind even their own anymore when you're on 13 pharmaceuticals?
No, that would be a no on that.
No.
I mean, it's
right.
Masking the problem. It just seems like it's just push it along a down and conveyor belt, but never fix the problem. That's another hallmark of our healthcare system, unfortunately.
It is, and we aren't just seeking relief anymore, but healing. We're looking for long-lasting generational healing to take that trauma that has kept so many in bondage and to provide freedom through healing to live the life and purpose that God has for you. There's a lot of other organizations just providing relief. But unfortunately, after decades, we're in the same place, if not worse, with veteran suicide, divorce, addiction. Yeah. But what we're doing with Set Apart Farms, and it's that same, bridging the gap that you're doing, is, change is here. And we need everyone to get involved. And the change starts with education and creating awareness. When we were highlighting our story years ago, people were just baffled that this was happening. But yet, I just shared with you that other story. It's still happening, and again, the resources, they're going about it all wrong to really bridge the gap. Sending CPS in to punish these families that need resources and assistance is not the way to heal these families and to bridge the gap between the veteran population and, the VA healthcare and community of services that are supposed to be supporting us.
When you think about this, how many people that it's not just the veteran, it's the family, it's the family members, it's the entire community that gets affected when one family is in an extreme moment. And, you know, that's a really tragic story about CPS being called in. Is, you know, I hate to ask the question, but is this an outlier or is this something that, you know, people don't call because they're afraid that something like this will happen to them?
You know, it's a good question. And it's sad because that was one of the things that I was asked to do in the midst of us being displaced through no fault of our own. You know, I had never had a late bill when this had happened. I had an 820 credit score. They didn't care. You know what I mean? The VA works in terms of years when our debt collectors and bills want to be paid every 30 days. So, I mean, you can go into this through no fault of your own and then have this situation rain down on you. And when they wanted me to write a letter that I was living in my vehicle with my 2-year-old at the time, I said, absolutely not. I mean, you know, one thing I believe a root that connects a lot of us is betrayal and injustice. I was betrayed and there was injustice against me. We've experienced it as patients and you've experienced it as doctors. And, you know, there's a lot of mistrust. And that's the thing. When we speak to veterans, just getting them into the VA, because that's part of our program components that, you know, if we have time, I can go over. If not, it's on the website. But one of the components is, we have to navigate the VA, whether we like it or not. We are connected to them. Our livelihood, the services and resources, everything that veterans need for survival and were promised as part of their pact in this deal revolves around a relationship with the VA healthcare community. And I can't tell you, that is the hardest part. When we have veterans and their families contact us, they want to go around it. They don't want to call them. They don't want to go in. They don't want to deal with them. And that is heartbreaking because they are owed those services and those stipends and those programs, and they don't even know how to navigate it, just like I didn't. I had no idea how to work my way through the VA except when I had to, because my survival and my child's safety and future depended upon it, you know, and my husband's well-being also.
Well, let's take our second break because I want to go into more detail about the different programs that you offer. I think this is so layered that you really have to take the time to tease it apart. So let's take our second break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Angela Holland, and you can go to their website, setapartfarms.org. That's SETAPARTFARMS.org. And there's a wealth of information on your website. And you talk about your Set Apart Farms program, and it has different sections to it. Can you go in a little bit more detail? Because I want people to understand how comprehensive this really is.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I want to give some background on why we decided to go through this. So this is, you know, you can look at our information online and see that neither one of us has a degree. I am not a doctor like you are. I do not pretend to be. I value what our doctors bring and I respect them, and I'm not trying to take their place in any way. This is what we've experienced. This is what worked for our family. This is what we learned along the way that God showed us. The program we've had with remote services looks completely different than healing on the farm. Having the families on the farm provides an all-inclusive healing journey, and that's what they need and deserve. And, you know, that's the pathway to the long-lasting and generational healing that God's put on our heart to do. And so the components, obviously, when we were living in this facility for 7 months, it was almost like a hotel. There was an elevator. There were like 12 families. Everything was shared except your room. And I can't tell you how awful that was to live through, trying to reconcile my marriage, help my veteran, raise my 2-year-old. It caused so much stress. And so we really believe that our veterans and their families deserve a therapeutic and healing environment. And that's what the farm does. Family housing for up to 5 families with a caregiver house that will always be there to oversee and have someone on site all the time. Reconciliation for marriages and for families, teaching them how to do things as a family, teaching the spouses education. So healing focus, lots of education and agriculture. Food is medicine. That's something that you had spoken about really, you know, utilizing the plants and the herbs and the things that we have. Again, not pushing pharmaceuticals out, but really integrating. You know, for inflammation, this is just an easy one. You know, growing turmeric, powdering it and putting it in a coconut milk based smoothie, right? You're going to, decrease a lot of inflammation, and you can help build back a lot of your gut health. So a lot of education. These are things that I had to learn. I even got scholarships to some places to get education on these as well. You know, the second component is, like I was speaking about earlier, the VA healthcare community. Okay. We need to bridge that gap. There's been so much betrayal and mistrust, and it's truly a broken system that we still have to learn how to navigate. We eventually want to see policy change on a lot of things for veterans, like the disability process, individualized naturopathic integrative care, EMDR, faith-based services for our counseling, just having the same doctors, you know, changing a lot of that policy, but that's in the end. But helping our veterans navigate that policy, you know, when we work with them on individualized case plans, do they want to go on and get employment? Okay, well, then we have avenues to help them, even through the VA, to get employment, use their GI Bill, vocational rehab. Are they plugged into everything that they can be plugged into for stipends? So just really helping them navigate what's theirs already. And then the last component, and they all work together, right? We're going to be utilizing all three of these the entire time they're there, which is, you know, 6 to 9 months. And then there's a transition process at the end. But the last component is private sector, strategic partnerships, unity in the community. There's so many people that want to get involved and they're not able to do it in a monetary style. And so they want to volunteer their services, come in and teach a class about something that you know. And so really bringing those components to a working model that really mimics more a community style lifestyle than just a program that puts a Band-Aid and sends you back.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you mentioned some of the holistic treatments, and especially for PTSD and people with brain injury, the light therapy and things that are more, how can I put it, more cellular and cognitive based in terms of instead of just drugging somebody. I find that to be really awesome, because one of the problems I think people have is, like you said, being on so many medicines, what about the interactions between the medications? And I have taken care of veterans who've come into my office. They can barely stay awake because they're on so many meds. And that's right. Not a quality of life. That's just doping somebody up. But when the medicine's off board, what have you really accomplished? Have you really helped somebody become balanced again and centered again? So I love the fact that it's something that is really honed into fixing the problem, and from a cellular base and from a neurocognitive base. And again, it's not a one-size-fits-all, which I really love. So from the standpoint, I question from my standpoint, when I talk to folks who've been in the VA system, I don't care, any healthcare system, they don't have the time to listen to the veteran, the patient. And part of the healing process is someone listening to you so you can actually, you know, explain what's going on. It sounds to me that... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, it's about that relationship, like you said.
Exactly.
You know, family doctors that know my history at the VA, we don't ever see the same doctor twice.
So that recovery process, because it's continuity, because there's somebody who can actually, who knows you, and who I think nobody opens up necessarily on the first visit, but when it's consistent and you can create an environment and a relationship, I think that's the beginning of healing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I got experience with naturopathic doctors before my husband did. Unfortunately, my daughter was vaccine injured at 4 months with para-infectious encephalitis, and we worked to secure her a medical exemption. And I learned a lot during that process. I switched over to naturopathic care because of my mistrust. And my very first visit, you know, was 90 minutes. And when I brought my husband into a naturopathic for the first time after only receiving VA care, his visit was 90 minutes. And he was amazed. He was like, that was so different. They were asking me so many questions. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, but that's how it works. It matters what you eat. It matters what you watch even. There's been some really wonky therapies given by the VA. One of them at one point was for my husband to play violent video games. I mean, this is literally a therapy from his therapist, was to come home and play these video games. I can't tell you some of the wonky therapies that are being done. Right now, we have friends in the VA system that they're trying to obviously capitalize on the holistic aspect of healing. But what they're doing, and this, I mean, anyone can look this up, they're giving our veterans, they're microdosing them on mushrooms and giving them ketamine. Okay, now obviously they're going to feel good. but the thing is, their children and their wives cannot participate. So it's still a very exclusive type of therapy that is not offering healing, but a Band-Aid. And then, you know, what happens when they don't have the ketamine or they're not microdosing the mushrooms, like you said, then you're going to see some irritation and frustration, and they still haven't learned how to deal and walk through the steps of living out their trauma in a healthy way until it's healed.
I really think that people need to stop looking at spot fixes, you know, easy fixes, just take a pill and it's over. Everything requires, I don't care what it is, living requires you to participate and to, sometimes it's not pleasant, but you have to work your way through it. And what you're describing is an environment where the whole family's involved. It's not just somebody in a support group away from everybody. It's everybody being healed and being able to communicate, am I correct? It sounds like at the same time, whether it's a spouse, child, it's you guys are all in it together, which is a little different from what I'm experiencing, you know, from what I've heard veterans say in the past.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and it actually takes a lot of those military principles. When they are in the military, they are in a unit. You know, they're in a squad, they're in a unit, and that unit has to figure out how to work together, and no man is ever left behind. And if our families are not the most important unit, then we're going to see suffering and sorrow in our family units as well. You know, a lot of people will look at our marriage now, we're going on 14 years, and they'll say, oh, well, you guys, you have a great marriage. It's strong now. You know, when this was happening, we were on the verge of divorce, you know, but for the grace of God, go I. He gave us the tools to save our marriage and to heal our family. And those tools are being given freely. You know, through this program and through lots of other organizations that God is putting the same types of missions on their hearts. But, you know, the people, they have to want to do the change. That's the one frustration I'm sure you've seen and we've seen, is that you can provide the best type of program and give them all the education and tools for empowerment, but they're going to have to work the program. You know, that's the only deterrent, I would say, from our program, is if you just do not want to put in the work. You're going to have to try new things. You're going to have to be open and be humbled and realize that this is a journey and it's not going to happen overnight. But it's about hope, and it's about not being alone, and it's about not being fearful or even angry, but about unity and justice and education. And it revolves around faith and family and freedom. And these are the same concepts that our veterans fought for.
That's beautifully said. I mean, I wish everybody would have that mindset. I think we'd be living in a much more, as close as we can, besides being, you know, off this earth, but more inclusive, empowered, and I think a lot less stress. You know, we're going to take a break in a minute, but I want to come back when we take our break. And I want to ask you, how can people start the application process? I assume it's open for every veteran, but I just want to jump into that when we come back. So let's take our last break so that we can have plenty of time to answer that. So we'll take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. Again, you need to go to setapartfarms.org to learn more and also to give. I think this is a very worthy organization, and the mission and what you guys do need to be supported. And before the break, I was asking about how people can start an application process. I'm sure we have veterans listening, or people who have veteran members in their family. And I think anybody who's been on the outside looking in, this is like a beacon. So how can people start the process? What do they need to do to make their way towards you?
Yes, Dr. George, we kept it really simple because of what we went through. I remember being sent literally 30 plus pages packets to fill out these long online applications. It's a very simple online application, and it's very basic. We're not trying to make it difficult. We know what it's like to be trying to deal with crisis and trauma and still try to get resources. we remember, like I said, just people that didn't understand creating these types of processes. So once we receive your application, we're going to call you because this is about relationships for us. We need to know you and your family and where you're at because you're different than the next family that's going to contact us. So once we have the phone interview and we're able to speak to the family, we create an individualized case plan. And then we follow up with a video call because we're going to be working with each other for quite a long time. So we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable and that everyone is ready to go forward with the case plan and everyone's in agreement because we want you to have a say, you know, in how your family is being holistically treated through their journey. Because for us, it's about relationships and empowerment. So then at that point, we take it to our board for approval and then we get to work advocating and supporting the family because we know a lot of these issues can be very immediate. You know, like I said, we've had families contact us and, you know, we're looking at an immediate need within 3 to 4 days for housing or connection. And so we want to get to these families as quickly as we can.
Well, I'm kind of a weird question, but do people have to travel into where your physical location is? Is this throughout the country? How do people, if they don't live in your state, how do they find you or how do they get there?
That's a great question. And as we were briefly speaking about earlier, you know, we're in that transition phase mm-hmm. from assisting families remotely to building a physical location here in Texas. We are hoping to start building by the end of the year because when a family contacts us from a different state, which has been happening quite often, that was the case with the last family that we helped. It's very difficult to advocate for them in a different state. We were still able to go and do a face-to-face. We went to them. We didn't make them travel to us. We were able to go and help them, you know, relieve that burden so that they didn't have to come here. But having that facility here would really be the best way to, you know, give these families the type of healing that they need because they're missing so many components that we want to offer with an out-of-state support and advocacy.
Got you. And in terms of the just fleshing out the different programs that you offer, so this seems so comprehensive. If people don't have physical locations to stay, you help them with that. You help them. I mean, what about the children if they need to, from terms of education, because it could be uprooted a bit from where they used to live, et cetera. How does that work for the other members of the family, getting them situated?
Absolutely. Another great question. When we have the facility up and running, obviously it's all inclusive and it comes to you through private sector. We have partnerships in place where, you know, if mom and the children, if, you know, dad and the children, depending on who the veteran is, obviously, if they're not getting services that they need, because, you know, my daughter and I, we're not covered for vision and dental through the VA. So that's something that we have to provide and resource for ourselves. So we're putting a lot of these things in place already to where we have partnerships and resources available that can do it through private sector to make sure that the whole family is getting the services that they need. Being a faith-based organization, we're going to contact the churches in your area. Mm-hmm. We're going to contact the private sector areas. So this is a unity in the community type of mission. It takes a village. And a lot of people are looking for the change to happen from one person on top. That's not how it's going to happen. It's going to happen from the bottom up. When we get unity in our families, then we get unity in our community. And then we get unity in our states. And that's how we become a United States of America. Again, it starts at home, in our homes, changing how the family dynamic works, how we support one another, how we interface with the medical community, and how this all will cover every single member. You know, when we went through this, I needed the therapies just as bad as my husband did from the trauma and the resentment and the bitterness. I had to learn the faith-based concepts of mercy and forgiveness, you know, and being patient with someone in their healing journey. And my daughter, who was 2 and 3 at the time, those types of behaviors that she experienced manifested later that we had to deal with, being moved from place to place to place and being in a facility, you know, where we literally had other veterans going through cancer and dying of cancer in that facility. And I didn't want my child to be the, you know, the screaming baby all the time. So her life looked different and that created stress with her. And so if you don't go through that and address each member of the family, you're going to have issues with it later down the road and then wonder why your family's separated, no one's speaking, you're divorced, and the veteran's facing suicide.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, I think about what you're doing and it's so powerful. I don't know, maybe a little bit cynical, but if the government gets involved, I don't know if it could be this smooth. I mean, I know that you do advocacy, you know, right on a federal level. Are they supportive? I mean, how do they, because you're doing...
Well, that's funny you say that, because that's one of the things that we have been pretty adamant about is we haven't been using government grants. And the reason is because these are the people that broke the system, and a lot of their grants are restrictive, and they're not focusing on the aspects that are giving healing. And so this is going to be private sector. This is going to be faith-based. This is going to be families supporting families. Private foundations, absolutely, we can work with. But the government, what I'm interested with the government is facing them with policy change. I don't need them to support this program. We want to be separate from them for a reason.
I love that. I totally understand and agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, from a policy standpoint, what if you could, you know, write this out, what would you think that the first, let's say, three things that you think would make a huge difference to help you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, having access to individualized healthcare choices with naturopathic and integrative doctors. I want to bridge the gap so much between veterans and the health community. Like, I get the mistrust and the betrayal. It happened with my daughter. It happened with my husband, but there were also doctors on the other side that got me through it. And so I want to bridge the gap, because it's not about, you know, all of whatever being one way. It's finding the ones that are looking for change in a healthy, God-driven way and collaborating together. And having along that line, working with that naturopathic and integrative community, then things like EMDR and the low-level light therapy and faith-based counseling would be open to us. Mm-hmm. You know, two of the other things that I wanted to see policy change is having the same doctor. A lot of people don't know, but the VA healthcare community is one of the biggest on-the-jobs training facility there is. Okay, you have so many interns coming in and really practicing on us. And like, while I understand they have to learn somewhere, usually with veterans, the crises that they're facing is not the place and time, let alone never seeing the same doctor. When we had our surgery in Houston at the VA, we never saw the same doctor afterwards. We had to speak to a different doctor every 2 weeks because they're contracted to come in that way. And then, you know, having the same types of pathway to healing that private sector does. Why should my husband or any veteran have to reschedule an out-of-town therapy session if it's going well? And then that gets in the way. So they're constantly restarting and never making progress. You know, so policy isn't my place. I don't know how to do it, but I know what the veteran community needs. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're being heard on a congressional level. I had two congressional inquiries, one by Democrats and one by Republicans, and neither helped us.
Interesting.
You know,
yeah, not
unfortunately,
surprising.
You know, but yeah. To me, it's not a bipartisan issue. It's who's going to get the job done. And it just seems that private sector and families are getting the job done.
I think we should cut them out and just do it ourselves.
You know, I'm all for it. I believe that it's the time that God is connecting a lot of people to create a different pathway of systems, because, you know, we saw with what happened a couple years ago, how, you know, it was their way or the highway. And if you were trying to collaborate and do anything outside of those pharmaceutical remedies, you were going to really get squeezed, and it was going to be very difficult to get services. And so, you know, we're really trying to make change in a small way and a big way, with even creating new pathways to systems, new relationships, bridging that gap between the medical community and our veterans. Really making change that's long lasting and generational, so our kids are given something better than what we're having to fight right now.
I think you have the recipe for the template that could really positively affect the entire healthcare system, because the things that you're advocating for are the foundation of excellent healthcare, not just pushing a can down the road, not just managing a disease, but actually healing And that's really what healthcare system should be about. You know, time goes so quickly, but I want to make sure in the minute that we have left, how can people reach you and how can people support you, whether that's monetary or have a loved one in your system?
Absolutely. You know, and first I would like to speak real quickly to our medical community, because we want to build a new system with you. We want to build a new network with you. We need you, to volunteer, to collaborate. And so, you know, we're telling the medical community, we want to build this with you. And so we would love for the medical community to get involved, to collaborate, to partner with us on a number of levels. There's so much to do. And, you know, outside of that, anybody can get involved for as little as a $10 monthly donation, one-time donation. You can donate, you can partner, you can sponsor, you can talk with us like you're doing, Dr. George, and create awareness and share our mission. And so you can do all of that at setapartfarms.org. We'd love to hear from you. We want to be involved not only in our community and state, but this is something that needs to be nationwide. Every state needs to have a place where veteran families can go and heal together.
I love it. I think that's a wonderful place to stop, because we have a call to action, and it's a joy to be able to interview you and get the word out, because what you do should not be the best kept secret. So I want to thank you for everything you do. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Dr. George, and God bless you and the work that you do. And we're just so blessed to have been able to speak to you and all of your viewers today. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Events.